Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porter with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it is that time of the week to welcome in Predator centerman Matt Duchene here to the show, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and by Two Rivers Ford as well. Matt, what's going on, man? How are we doing?
Hey, good. How about you guys?
We are doing wonderful. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. And Matt, we've talked about it all morning long here on the show. The team just continues to roll right along. They've won 10 out of their last 12. They're back in the fourth spot in the playoffs at this point, and it's going to be exciting coming down the stretch here. Just what stood out to you as of late about the run the team continues to be on?
Yeah, I think we're just finding ways to win, and so there's nights where we're the better team, and we're for pretty much the full 60, and you know, those are the games that obviously you want to see. You want to see the wins going in, and earlier in the year, right at the start, I know there was a few games where we were that team, and we didn't quite get the result we wanted. So it's nice to get that when we deserve it. And then there's other games right now where it's 50-50, or maybe you know the other team has some better you know parts of the game, and we're getting some great goaltending and just sticking with it long enough to you know be resilient and come out with the win.
I feel like Robbie always makes me be the bad guy to ask you about your injury situation, Matt. So I will be the bad guy. How are you doing? How close are you? And beyond that, is it weird at this point that every night this team seems to get a new injury? I mean, it's kind of a crazy run you guys are on.
Yeah. Well, first of all, yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw what happened to Cunnan's ear last night.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, I figured you guys caught that. I saw it right away on TV, and yeah, he's doing, from what I heard, he's doing well. And I mean, you just get zipped back up and away you go. But, you know, obviously Fabs, I don't know his status, but tough to lose him last night. Hopefully we get him back soon. And I mean, I think it's just, you know, the nature of the season. I think there's so many, because of how many games there are right now. I mean, you look across the whole league and there's injuries every single night to, you know, most of the teams we're playing are banged up too. So it's kind of a next man up mentality in terms of the entire league. And then, you know, for myself, I'm working at it, you know, trying to progress as much as I can. It's frustrating to not be back at this point. This is definitely one of the longest injuries I've had in my career. And I'm working towards getting back, and I'm hoping it's going to be soon.
Predator centerman Matt Duchene on with us here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and by Two Rivers Ford. And Matt, I'm interested, like this week, obviously leading up to the trade deadline in the NHL, there's not been very much movement at all throughout the league up until this point. And you guys as a team, I think obviously really changed the narrative over the course of the last 3 weeks to a month. I'm just in general terms, what's this week like as a player when you're approaching the trade deadline? And you know, at some point, that maybe there could be some moves either with your team or you're bringing guys in and adding to your group. Like, what's this week typically like as a player?
Yeah, I think for some guys, it's really stressful, not knowing what's going on. I think other guys, it's exciting because you know, like you can, if your team's going to be buying at the deadline, you know, you're kind of gearing up for a run. And you know, other teams, it's tough because, you know, you're giving away some guys to other teams that are wanting to go on a run. So it really depends on the situation that you're in. I think for us, obviously, I'm not sure. Obviously, nobody's got a crystal ball, and not sure what's going to happen. I mean, last year we didn't really make any moves, and we were expected to maybe we were kind of on the bubble, kind of like this year of the playoffs. And so I'm not sure. I think the biggest thing is try not to, you know, for guys that are, you know, in that situation, and all of us, you know, we try not to worry too much about it. You try and just do your job and let the chips fall as they may. But I think this year it's interesting because of where the salary cap is. It's tough for teams to make moves. It's been really tough on the GMs this year with the taxi squads and managing the cap and all that kind of stuff. So I think this year could be a situation where there's not as many moves as in the past, just because of financially where the league is at.
Okay, so do we have like a game going on in the background, or is this like feeding time right now?
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Let me go in the other room.
No, you're perfectly fine.
I didn't know if you guys could hear that or not. I'm on my headphones. My kid just knocked over all his blocks. So,
okay, nice.
Hopefully you can hear my answer. Okay.
Oh, you were fine.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
So is he turning into a hockey player at this point? I imagine it is just a full-time job with the energy he brings to the table.
He's not quite old enough to have that attention span to play sports for a long time yet. Like, he's got a little T-ball out back. He's got a soccer ball we play mini sticks sometimes and stuff, but I'm just letting him, he loves like toy trucks and excavators and all that construction equipment and cars. He's super into that right now. I think the big thing you would have just heard there, hopefully it wasn't too loud. He built a big thing on one of our pieces of furniture, and he just knocked it all over the hardwood. So I apologize for the racket there, but, he's two and a few months, he turned two in January, but he's about the size like a four-year-old, and he acts like a four-year-old. So it's kind of funny. Sometimes you got to remind yourself how young he is and that he's not quite there for some stuff. But, yeah, I'm not really forcing too much on him. I know he'll love sports and he'll love hockey as he gets older and gets a little bit more interested. But he definitely he likes watching my games. I have to – every time we get into the car, I have to play the first song that plays in warm-up. Because he loves it so much. I think it's called Pump It Up.
Yeah.
So he get in the car and he goes, Pump It Up song. That's what he says right away. And then he loves Thunderstruck. So whenever we are playing hockey, he tries to tell our Amazon Alexa to play Thunderstruck in his little kind of broken 2-year-old English. So it's pretty funny.
Nice. A young AC/DC fan. Yeah, no need to apologize at all, Matt. I mean, I don't think I've done a radio hit in years where there wasn't either like someone yelling about chores or a dog barking or something.
Exactly.
I mean, reality radio is always good stuff.
Matt, I'm curious from your standpoint. We've talked a lot about Elli Tolvanen here on the show, and we spent a lot of time talking about his improvement away from the puck. But just strictly as you've played with him, as you've watched him play, the shot that he brings to the table, what kind of a weapon is that for your group? Like, as you look at his shot, how lethal can that be as he continues to grow as a player here?
Yeah, well, I think he's done, you know, he's rounded out his game, and that's the reason why he stayed in the lineup. I think he's not a big guy, not an overly physical guy, but he's found a way to, you know, round his game out. That's something that, you know, our coaching staff wants from everybody, is to make sure that you're, you know, a 200-foot player, and he's done a really good job at doing what he needs to do for that. And then the power play is where he's been living right now. And that's the importance of a power play, is, you know, you look at, you know, when Phil was in the lineup, now Yarncroke's kind of, you know, filled that spot with, and then Yossi and Tolvanen. I mean, those guys are racking up the numbers on the power play right now. And a power play is a cure-all for offense. When you're struggling, and we were offensively for a lot of the year, where it's kind of turned for us is when that power play started to click. And if you look back, I mean, right, if I bet you to the game where that power play got hot, we started winning games. And so that's how important your power play is. And I mean, he's a guy that has really helped in that regard, because he's really good at coming down on his onside and shooting and score and putting pucks in. So yeah, he's got a heck of a shot, and it's really helped springboard our team. And I think he obviously, his confidence is high right now. I mean, when you're producing like that as a player, it's just it lets you relax and just play hockey and not worry and not stress about the stuff that you can't control. And I think for him right now, he's looking comfortable. And, you know, as a high round pick, or as a high pick that we had him a few years ago before I was here, you know, you need to hit on those guys, and those guys need to pan out for you to be a successful franchise. So it's great to see him really taking strides and becoming a big part of our team.
So Matt, UC Soros obviously is just playing extremely well. I mean, the numbers are ridiculous of late. How much do you think that is just leading the way here and also providing, I guess, confidence to the team? And do you think that we're seeing, you know, him take another step? Obviously, goalies go through hot and cold streaks just like any other player, but do you think this is maybe like a growth stretch here for Soros?
Yeah, I think he's just, you know, he's a young goalie, and it takes a while for goalies to really get to their – it takes sometimes longer. And he's obviously, being a smaller guy, he kind of has to make up in other areas. And I think, obviously, he's learned to do that. I mean, when we go into a shootout with him and Nat, even in Pex too, I mean, those two guys, I don't think I've ever played with two goalies that are better in a shootout than those two. It's when we go to a shootout, it's just like, if as long as our guys can find a way to score, we're going to win the game. So like last night, it was no doubt for me that we were going to win that game when we got to OT and then obviously the shootout. So, no, he's outstanding. I mean, he's incredibly athletic. Maybe he's taking a step right now. I think he's just kind of maybe really just settling into his game and kind of the goaltender that he wants to be going forward. And I mean, if you look at all the wins we've had this year, because we're not the highest scoring team, almost all of them, I think I can only think of two wins we had where maybe three wins this year where our goalies didn't have to be at the top of their game. And Juice was definitely on fire last night and playing great, and he kept us in it long enough to kind of have our game come around and win. So we unfortunately need that from them right now, and they're delivering. So it's great to see him playing the way he is.
Predator Centerman Matt Duchesne has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and by Two Rivers Ford. Matt, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning, and continued good luck in your recovery over the next few days here.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Matt Duchesne joins us every week here on Robbie and Rex Road on Wednesdays at 8:45. When we come back, we'll react a little bit to Matt Duchesne, also get back into some Titans talk as well. All that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesaling Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.